On the Big Sports Breakfast, let's take a closer look at what's happening in the world of soccer, thanks to Wideline Windows and Doors, Parramatta, Tuggerah and Broadmeadow.
Well, apparently it's Ian Moss today. TK had Ian Moss coming in today. How are you travelling, Ian?
I'm a hell of a musician.
I was rapping you, actually.
Tucker's daughter.
I think I was promoting Ian Rush coming in.
Yes,
I got it all mixed up, Phil, but we're pretty excited about having Ian Rush coming after, right?
I feel unworthy being in this chair before him. What a legend of world football. Not just football, but can't wait to hear his thoughts.
Hey, mate, speaking of legends, before we get to the domestic scene, Champions League, which is just the pinnacle, isn't it? Lionel Messi, 3 goals. Barcelona, 3-0 up over Man City.
Yeah, incredible. Not a nice homecoming for Pep Guardiola.
Yeah, 80 minutes gone in most of those games.
Mm. Yeah, look, that's a pretty emphatic scoreline, definitely. I've got the first 20 minutes before I headed into the studio, but, very dominant performance and on the scoreboard, definitely. But it was interesting. Sorry, TK. It was really interesting to see that Barcelona were just intent on playing out, no matter what the press was. This is talking tactically very quickly, from Manchester City. And eventually they just stuck at it, and then they got their breakthrough, and then the dominance starts. Mm. Incredible.
Mm. Arsenal 4-0 as well, so some interesting games going on there.
Tommy Rogic in action for Celtic against Mönchengladbach as well. I think they're down 1-0 at the moment.
Yep. Sydney FC, mate, they got there. Well done to Canberra for going so far in the FFA.
Yeah, and they did a good job last night too, Sluts. They were really worthy opponents last night. Mm. Sydney were very professional, did what they had to do, but Canberra Olympic really stuck it to them in the first 15-20 minutes, and if anything, probably had a little bit more momentum. Sydney were coming to terms with the atmosphere and the pitch, and a couple of changes in the team. Dimitrijevic played in midfield in the first half, scored an absolute cracker of a free kick. So, yeah, look, a good performance. Sydney now into the final and a real chance of silverware. The Melbourne Derby next week to decide their opponent.
And, mate, fantastic to see Bernie Abini. We've chatted about him. He's just an excitement machine, really. And he got back out there and he finished off a very good Matt Simon cross.
He did. Matty Simon did brilliantly down the left-hand side. But you could just sense when Bernie was warming up, there was a change in atmosphere at the place. Everyone was, you know, holding their breath to make sure it was a successful return. Even, I think, the Canberra Olympic crowd, you know, they wanted to see this kid back on the pitch. And, his first meaningful contribution was a cracking finish at the back post. But great to see him back. And it's funny how you look for little sign slates. With these really good players, and I won't call Bernie great yet, he hasn't got to that stage, but you know, certain things happen at certain times, and to score on your return from such a crucial injury is definitely a big step forward
moment
for him.
We're looking at a bit of revenge on Tuesday night.
This will be a cracker down in Melbourne, the other semi-final of the Cup, the Melbourne Derby, and we all remember what happened last weekend. Melbourne City absolutely embarrassed Melbourne Victory down there, so it's not often you get a chance to put things right so quickly, 10 days later. So this should be an absolute cracker of a game. We all know Kevin Muscat, how he was as a player. I can imagine that Melbourne Victory will be breathing fire in this one.
Yeah, Melbourne City, every time they step out now, mate, they're going to be the focal point, aren't they, of the A-League weekend with Tim Cahill, and they've got Perth.
Yeah, they have. And Fornaroli came out and said they're actually embracing the pressure. They've got players who are big enough in stature and good enough technically and tactically to embrace that pressure and be the favourite. So that's good news coming out of there. But Melbourne City are unbeaten in 7 against Perth at home with 5 wins and 2 draws. Perth have only lost 2 of their last 13 in Victoria. So that sort of flies in the face of that last stat. So this should be an interesting game. Fornaroli scored in 3 of the last 4 against Perth with 4 goals. So you'd imagine that he'll find his way onto that score sheet, particularly after getting his confidence booster last week.
Mate, the Mariners, they'll be working overtime this week. I mean, they've got the knowledge that Brisbane have beaten them the last 5 times, and they've just got to try and turn things around, don't they?
They do, Sluts, but what about this for a stat? They actually have the highest average possession stat in the league with 62.9%.
Okay.
So this begs the question. Possession for possession's sake or effective possession?
Yeah.
No, you could.
Effective possession.
Yeah, that's
it?
Right. Yeah. That's what you want. You want possession in the right areas of the pitch. And last week against Sydney, it just wasn't, they weren't damaging. So they've got to find a way to turn that possession into goal scoring opportunities and goals.
Mm. At least we got a giggle out of it. Paul Okon saying they were the better team.
We did.
They got beaten 4-0.
Here's a question, TK. Was that deflection tactics? Did he want the, you know, the attention on him rather than the team's performance? Possibly.
Maybe his players should buy him a lottery ticket because he's done the right thing by them.
It's
a
confidence boost. Guys, I know we got drub, but hey, you were the better team.
But human nature.
Good tactics.
He won't protect them forever.
No, that's right. Absolutely. At the end of the day, it's his neck on the block.
Now, Ian Rush, mate, anything particular you want to know from him in that half hour we've got with him?
There's so many questions. I mean, you know, what I'd love to know is what was his mentality going into games like, as an individual? Tim Cale, you speak to him, he says, I know I'm going to get four or five good chances in a game of football. I need to take one or two of them. Mm. That's his mentality. That's his philosophy.
Okay.
I'd love to know what Ian Rush's philosophy was going into each game.
That's a good one.
We'll ask him.
We look forward to it. Ian Rush is our special guest. And great to have Ian with us as well.
The two Ian's today.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Mossy.
I mean, Phil.
See you guys.
Good on you, Phil. Thanks so much for that.